Give me a little taste. Give us a little taste of the beginning of this and how things develop at the opening.
Yeah, since I don't have an orchestra with me.
There is that problem.
Yes, I'm sort of going to try to describe a little bit as I play, but okay. You know, you sort of just got these really slow, super hazy sounds. That's going to be the violins, and you know, the first and second violins are doing different things, sort of rubbing against each other, and then the cellos and basses and violas are very, very long and slow notes, like. Sort of fading in and out, and there's a dovetail between two chords. There's that one, and then there's. So it's sort of rotating back and forth between those two chords and developing into something interesting when I come along in a completely different key, you know, B minor, doing my own melody. And bit by bit, the first thing that happens is, you know, the marimba and a few of the cellists are caught up, interested in what I'm doing, but the rest are sort of ignoring me. And little by little, I drag more of the orchestra along, and we get going with something in my key.
In your, so they finally catch up with you.
And... Yeah, or I finally bully them into doing what I'm interested in.
And that's kind of the way things go for much of the piece, is that you just keep trying different things and taking different tacks at dealing with various life situations.
Yeah, I mean, so the titles of the piece, I think, say a lot about what it is. I mean, the first movement is called Momentum, and that's about trying to get a sense of momentum and you know, these opposing directions. There's the momentum that I'm trying to generate, and then there's it eventually fails or dissipates at least somewhat because my momentum goes against the grain. It goes against what everyone else around me was trying to do. And, you know, they'll go along with it for a little while, but eventually they're like, well, okay, we tried that. And then the second movement, Possibility, is really just a love song. And I came up with this theme, which you kind of have in your mind, have to hear. Very, very lush, beautiful, slow chords, again, in the lower strings, but then the melody itself. That's the melody, and actually most of the music of the piece is rooted in that melody from the second movement. That's the love song, and this is in many ways a love story or a failed love story. Who knows? But, you know, there again, it's not necessarily that I'm trying to force the situation, but out of the situation that I've created by ignoring what's around me, this possibility has come in, but it's not quite right. It doesn't sit right because I wasn't in the right place. You know, I went to a different place and you know, sort of got caught up in things. There's a love song, but then of course it has to be followed by some drama. So the third movement, It's You Not Me, is a fight, and that one's really fun. I can't really show too much because it opens with a literal musical duel between the concertmaster and the cellist, representing
cool.
Two parties in an argument, and the percussionists are kind of like referees or commentators on the, but it's, you know, very, it's very sort of aggressive. That's sort of, you know, aggressive, very modal. And definitely a fight, and the whole movement proceeds that way. The orchestra joins in, and it's very sort of dancey and exciting, and almost like you could imagine it choreographed, kind of like West Side Story or something. It's a lot of fun. And then the fourth movement, clinging, obviously after a fight like that, you break up. So Clinging is the, in a way, the cello cadenza, but it's a cadenza that's not entirely alone. Sometimes there are just string pads, you know, very soft harmonics that don't change, and sometimes there's a duet with the cellist, the principal cellist. There's a moment where the two bassoons and a solo bass are playing, which is, I think, a very beautiful moment, and then a flute solo where the cello is actually accompanying in a very minimalist fashion, which is one of the most, I think, the most haunting moments of the piece. And that clinging is about, you know, clinging to what happened. And it takes a while before the cello finally gives up. Which is a variation of...
of the love theme.
The love theme, exactly. And at that point, the orchestra has room to bloom because the cello finally gives up. And so it starts from that place of darkness and eventually becomes something quite groovy.
And apparently the finale is the big finish, but as you said, not necessarily yours.
That's right. The orchestra has, oh gosh, I would say maybe a 2 or 3 minute tutti where I'm just sitting back and basking in the sound, the sonic glow that's coming from the orchestra as it grows and becomes this really powerful thing. And then, like I said, they create space and we all get very jazzy. So the last movement. It's very, very bluesy.
So he's feeling a little better about himself at that point.
Yeah, and the last movement is called Awakening Incorporated, and it's an idea, you know, you have this awakening, and I think awakening is a very popular notion, even if it's not called that in America today. There's a lot of talk, and there are a lot of books and classes that in some way deal with spirituality and being in the moment, you know, pulling ourselves away from technology as we become increasingly surrounded by it, and it sort of can take over our lives, being back in the moment in whatever way that is, in any sort of awakening. But the reality is, after an awakening, you're still in real life. So you can't just have your mountaintop moment and stay there. You have to come back to the ground.
Yeah.
So this, you know, this is a very sort of realist piece. It's not a happy ending. It's a determined ending. It's almost like the keep calm, carry on thing. You know, here's the lesson.
Yeah.
I learned my lesson. Now I'm determined to apply these principles, but I'm back in real life.
This leaves you open for a sequel.
There you go.
You know, Cello Part 2, Awakenings Part 2.
There you go.
You can hear that. Well, if you have tickets, you can hear that tomorrow evening at the Pontifical College Josephinum, but that performance has been sold out. There is a 7 p.m. Sunday Southern Theater performance if you'd like to hear this. For details, you can go to permusicacolumbus.org. They have all the information, and there are a few tickets left for that. Also on the program is Beethoven's Fourth Symphony and La Follia by Gimignani, Francesco Gimignani, based on music by Arcangelo Corelli. It's going to be a great weekend. Hope you can be involved in that and come join us for some great music. Joshua, thanks for coming in. I can't wait to hear this. It's fascinating.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's really fun to play, and I'm so grateful that Pro Musica was a part of this and that David Donsmeyer has been so encouraging and so positive about this. It's really a treat for me, and I just hope, you know, not only does the music, I hope, encourage other people, but that it inspires other musicians to pick up the pen and write something for themselves to share.
You can see that once again Sunday evening at 7 o'clock at the Southern Theater. If you'd like details, promusicacolumbus.org. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, boys.